With thousands of people laid off across the state and kids staying home from school, a new network of neighbors sprung up to help meet people's needs. Nancy Vesey has four kids under the age of 10. She says although no one in her family has been hit by the pandemic, she worries about the impact it will have on her situation.
It's been okay so far, but with the kids being home, it's a lot more food disappearing, a lot more attitudes running around.
A couple of weeks ago, Vesey was laid off from a catering company that works with Ohio State University.
Right now, basically just trying to make sure bills stay afloat, and of course they say nothing's going to get shut off, but what about when this is over with?
She found unexpected help online. While scrolling through Facebook, she came across a group called Mutual Aid Central Ohio. She filled out a form requesting help with groceries, and someone came through to help solve the disappearing food situation, with goods like bread, yogurt, and applesauce.
I guess it makes me feel hopeful, you know, that there are still some decent people out there.
Kenza Kamal helped launch Mutual Aid Central Ohio. She stresses it's not a nonprofit.
Mutual aid is just when people get together to meet each other's basic survival needs with a shared understanding that we don't have to wait for someone else, for someone that we think is more powerful than us, to do that for us.
Kamal says it's about support that flows two ways. Someone who can drop off groceries might be in need of some medicine. Someone else who can provide childcare could need help with their laundry. It's all about people nearby helping each other. There are about 10 organizers who sift through Google Forms and match people in need with people nearby who can give.
There is something that we can do, and what we need right now is for people to activate where they are with the people around them and with what they have.
So far, the Facebook group averages 400 posts a day and has more than 11,000 members. Amanda Goodman is one of them. She heard about mutual aid through an organization she volunteers with. She figured she lives down the street from a Kroger, and it wouldn't be too much hassle to pick up groceries for a man, even if she's never met him before.
I called the family to see if they had any specific requests, and he said no, just, and was very grateful and said whatever kind of soups and pastas would be great.
She picked up boxes of pasta, some sauce, and freezer foods.
No one wants to eat the same exact thing every day, so I got different varieties of everything.
Turns out the man Goodman was shopping for lives nearby.
He's not someone that I've seen jogging before in the neighborhood or whatnot, but it's nice to meet a neighbor in a friendly face, and now he has my contact information, so if he ever needs anything too, you know, just as a neighbor.
According to Kamal, at least 60 neighbors have had their needs met since the group cropped up 2 weeks ago. She says the need for this kind of group will outlive the COVID-19 outbreak.
The thing is that this crisis is revealing many of the reasons that people were struggling before it ever hit, which means that mutual aid was necessary before the pandemic, and it will continue to be necessary after.
Kamal says any day is a good day for people to treat their neighbors like neighbors, crisis or not. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.